Now, as we pull away from this world, we're going to keep pulling away from the star now. One of the things that always kind of frustrated me a little bit about astronomy when I was a kid is how it was always presented so two-dimensionally and so static. As we pull away from the star here, we're actually going now out to interstellar space, and we're getting a sense of the space around our home star. Now, what I really wanted to do is to present this, you know, basically as wonderfully 3D as it actually is. And not only that, but also show the dynamics and a lot of the interesting objects that you might find maybe like in the Hubble at, you know, pretty much realistic frequencies and scales. So most people, you know, kind of have no idea the difference between like an emissive nebula and a planetary nebula. But these are things that we can kind of put in this little galaxy here. So we're flying over here to what looks like a black hole. I want to basically have the entire zoo of Hubble objects that people can kind of interact with and play with, again, as toys. So here's a little black hole that we probably don't want to get too close to. But we also have stars and things as well. If we pull all the way back, we start seeing the entire galaxy here, kind of slowly in motion. And this is another thing where, like, typically when people present galaxies, it's always been these very beautiful photos, but they're always static. And when you actually bring it forward in time and start animating it, it's actually kind of amazing, you know, what a galaxy would look like fast forward. This would be about 1 million years a second because you have about roughly one supernova every century or so. And so you would have this wonderful sparkling thing with the disk slowly rotating, and this is roughly what it would look like. And so really part of this is about bringing the beauty of this, of the natural world, to somebody in a very imaginative way so that they can start calibrating their instinct across these vast scales of space and time. Now, one thing that Chris actually mentioned to me the other day was he was kind of wondering what kind of gods that the players would become. Because as you think about it, you know, you're going to have 15-year-olds, 20-year-olds, whatever, flying around this universe, and they might be a nurturing god. They, you know, might be bootstrapping life on planets, trying to terraform and kind of spread civilization. You might be a vengeful god going out and conquesting, because you actually can do that. You can go and attack other intelligent races. You might be a networking god, kind of building alliances, which you can also do in the game. Or just curious, going around wanting to explore as much as you possibly can. But basically, the reason why I make toys like this is because I think if there's one difference I could possibly make in the world that I would choose to make, it's that I would like to somehow give people just a little bit better calibration on long-term thinking. Because I think most of the problems that our world is faced right now is the result of short-term thinking and the fact that it's so hard for us to think 50, 100 years, or 1,000 years out. And I think by giving kids toys like this and letting them replay dynamics, you know, very long-term dynamics over the short term, and getting some sense of what we're doing now, what it's going to be like in 100 years, I think probably is the most effective thing I can be doing, probably, to help the world. And so that's why I think, personally, that toys can change the world. Thank you.